Hello, my beautiful people, and welcome to the Random Guy podcast. This is me, your random guy. Today, we're going to be discussing two topics that have been making headlines recently: the disappointing state of 5G networks and the current issues with cryptocurrencies and blockchain. First, let's talk about 5G. When 5G was first introduced, it was touted as the next big thing in wireless technology. It promises faster speeds, better coverage, and more reliability than ever before. However, in practice, many 5G networks have been underwhelming with slower than expected speeds and limited coverage. In addition, there have been concerns about the health and safety effects of 5G radiation. It's clear that the rollout of 5G has not gone as smoothly as many has hoped. For example, me. Anyway, next, let's talk about cryptocurrencies and blockchain. These technologies have the potential to revolutionize the way we transact and exchange value, but they have also been plagued by a number of issues. One major problem is the high volatility of most currencies. Have you seen Bitcoin, for example? Which makes them a risk investment. In addition, there have been numerous instances of fraud and hacking in the cryptocurrency space, which has caused many people to lose money. FHX, right? And finally, there are concerns about the energy consumption and environmental impact of cryptocurrency mining. Yeah, that's ridiculous. So, what can be done to address these issues? One solution is to invest in more stable, green cryptocurrencies that prioritize sustainability. In addition, it's important for regulators to step in and ensure that there are safeguards in place to protect investors and prevent fraud. Nevertheless, if you start putting this kind of regulation, then it's going to basically defeat the purpose of cryptocurrency, as far as I'm concerned, at least. Anyway, as far as for 5G, it's important for companies to continue working on improving the technologies and addressing any health and safety concerns. Well, the part of the healthy concerns, I'm not really concerned, but the way that it should be working is terrible. I'm really, really, really disappointed. Despite these challenges, it's important to remember that both 5G and cryptocurrencies have the potential to be game changers. Somehow they are already, and it has been for many people. With the right investment and regulatory framework, it is still possible to make money in these spaces. And thank you for tuning in the Random Guy podcast. And I guess I will see you next time. No, I'm kidding. I'm not leaving yet. I don't know if you guys pay attention exactly to what I said. It was like a very short 2 minutes so plus of something that I say about 5G networks and cryptocurrencies. This was made as an experiment, as a matter of fact. So if you really pay attention to it, I don't know if you understood what I said, if it makes sense, you think it's very general, or if you think that actually I was wrong about what I said, or totally the opposite, that it was very true. And why I'm asking this is because I was going to start doing my script for this episode, and then I wanted to try something different. There's something called ChatGPT. If you guys are not aware of ChatGPT, well, you guys are living under a rock. But anyway, ChatGPT is an app basically that you can ask them to do something for you. For example, you want them to write an essay for you, and this artificial intelligence software will basically write it. You can ask questions and many other stuff. So it's a very interesting application. It's from OpenAI, and I have it here in front of my computer. Let me read what they say ChatGPT is. So ChatGPT, optimizing language models for dialogue. We've trained a model called ChatGPT, which interacts in a conversational way. The dialogue format makes it possible for ChatGPT to answer follow-up questions, admit it mistakes, challenge incorrect premises, and reject inappropriate requests. ChatGPT is a sibling model to InstructGPT, which is trained to follow an instruction in a prompt and provided a detailed response. It's very interesting what I just read, because before me, asking ChatGPT to write some paragraphs about 5G and cryptocurrency, I wanted to ask like a question that no one will answer, or it will be answered maybe in an appropriate way or so. So I ask, like, what would be the best way to be popular with girls and be able to bring them home, for example, like that. And then ChatGPT answered that you have to respect people and a couple of other sentences, but basically he didn't want it to make a reply about it. So ChatGPT, I don't know, I think you should try it by yourself. I mean, I don't know how it works on the background, but it's very interesting. I want to learn how it works. I mean, of course, it's about coding and artificial intelligence is something that no one knows. Artificial intelligence. Yes, that's what OpenAI stands for. It actually, I think OpenAI, the company, I think that was started or co-founded by Elon Musk, or he was one of the main founders of the have the idea about it. I don't know if he's still a part of this, how can I say, project. But anyway, now that we're talking about interesting things and OpenAI, and if you guys like what I just said about 5G networks and cryptocurrencies, that actually is something that is happening, and I'm very pleased with the very general idea that the ChatGPT answered, because I'm very disappointed about 5G networks because they're super slow. At least I live here in Singapore, that technology is pretty good. But if I connect to 5G, I have seen that in some specific places, even that the loading is even slower than a normal 4G. And then a lot of carriers in other countries that have been using all kinds of things like LTE and 5G and things to basically, when 5G is degraded, that is something that is not 5G, but they want to sell you something that is more than 4G, but at the end is terrible. So 5G has been a big disappointing, something that is very disappointing for me during 2022. It was such a false about it, but actually, even if I go here near my house, there's an antenna, or like a, whatever you want to say in the technical language, but an antenna of 5G. So I can get close to it. And if I just ran a test, I don't even get to 1G. I was expecting to get to 800 MB or something, but it maybe goes to 190 MB on the upload, and it doesn't even get to 100 in the... It doesn't get even to the 200 MB on the download, and on the upload, it doesn't even get to 100. So it's very disappointed. I know that there's a lot of things to do, but it's not really working. 4G was working somehow better. And the part of the cryptocurrencies is a mess. I mean, it's a mess because blockchain is a very... it's a very good tool for smart contracts that you can use, for example. And there's other stuff that you can do. But for example, now it's being used for cryptocurrencies, right? And then what happened with this guy, Sam Bankman-Fried, that I thought that F-R-E-E-I-E-D is pronounced fried, like fried chicken. But somehow this guy is Fried, not fried. And there's something that it doesn't make sense in English because, you know, fried chicken. So I say fried, F-R-I-E-D is fried, is not freed. But anyway, this guy, Sam Bankman-Fried, screw up everyone, basically, with cryptocurrency and his token, his FTX bullshit. But at the end, who can you blame? I mean, there's a lot of disinformation about it. In my case, I still hold some Bitcoin, some Ethereum since a long time ago, and I see how it fluctuates. It goes up, it goes down. But what to do with that money or this Bitcoin? They said, no, it's good because these coins are basically, they are not controlled by a bank. They are not fiat, so they are not controlled by governments either or by any central banks. But at the end, when you acquire any Bitcoin, whatever you go to a wallet, whatever you go to any app, or you get through a friend, basically you have to give the amount in US dollars or in euros or wherever you live. So basically it's still somehow backed up by the normal currency that we use every day. So then I said, okay, I give you $100, you give me a big code and I cannot do anything with that. And they say, no, Fernando, you don't understand how cryptocurrencies work. No, you have to keep it and just sit on it. And like, okay, fair enough, it's an investment, but sit it and do what? Until when? Then how come people have become so millionaires and billionaires overnight if they're making money with real money? Because they say that these guys have billions of dollars. They don't say they have billions of bitcoins, they have billions of dollars. So how come these guys have dollars, US dollar, and I just have something, a code, a blockchain code, a wallet ID, and I don't get shit, you see? And then I start saying people, saying to people, I say, hey, listen, it seems to me that this is kind of like a scam, like a Ponzi scheme. And they say, no, it's not like that. Like, yes, then how? Look, I have X amount of dollars in Bitcoin, right? Yes. And how can I cash out? I can ask my friend and say, dude, you want some Bitcoin? Oh, man, I'm looking for Bitcoin. So I just give him my wallet and I say, okay, give me, do you want $100 worth of Bitcoin? And he say, yes, okay. So he gave me $100 and I gave him Bitcoin, but basically there's nothing. Basically that's what it is. What is NFT? It's a non-tangible token, right? It's a non-tangible thing. He doesn't get anything. He didn't get a Ferrari. He didn't get a kiss. He didn't get anything, or she. So anyway, talking about all these very weird things that is happening in this world, then I start to watch a new TV series in Amazon Prime. Let me talk about it, okay? So, The Peripheral, or Peripheral, how do you say? The Peripheral is a TV series from Amazon Prime TV, Amazon Video, sorry. So it's streaming there, and I like Amazon because I was watching the Lord of the Rings TV series, and I don't have anything to watch anymore. So then I have read in many magazines who sometimes talk about technology, about the peripheral or the peripheral, whatever. And it's, now that I watched the first episode, it is quite interesting. And it is kind of a mix of, because it's kind of in the future. And you see, like in many places, they don't see the future as a nice thing, but maybe the future is kind of negative and, you know, things are not getting better for most of the people. It's just like the wealthy that are better, but the normal people are worse than we are now. So there's this family, at least on the first episode, because I just watched one episode, and there's this family of brother and sisters. The brother is kind of a gamer, and then he's testing some, this kind of VR kind of things. You put like a headset and you play in a sandbox and you are like a character, you have an avatar and whatever. But seems like his sister is better than him. So sometimes she helped him to play his game so he can get like a better score. But also he's testing these video games or these environments. And then one day someone sent them like a weird device that you put in your head. And that's what they start to, things get weird. So anyway, to not spoil the whole series or the first episode, if you haven't seen it, it's very interesting. I see, for me, I can see that this series is like a mix between The Matrix and Westworld. And actually, I think it's created by people from Westworld, because I was going to read about it. And when even before reading, I thought like, oh man, this have like a very Westworld feeling. And I mean, I have to say, Westworld season one was amazing. The rest of the seasons, oh, they got some good episodes, but oh, season three was terrible. Season four was meh. But anyway, then it gave me this feeling, like it's kind of like a Westworld kind of feeling. And then when I opened my computer to start checking on Wikipedia about this Peripheral TV series, then I saw that it was based in one of these books by William Gibson and Westworld creators, Jonathan Nolan. And I'm like, oh, of course, it makes sense. So for me, this TV series looks like it's a mix between The Matrix and Westworld. Matrix is an awesome movie. Westworld had like a very interesting plot. I think they developed it not so good. But the TV series, The Peripheral, pretty cool. I think you should watch it. It's like a thriller with some characters that they're developing so far. I just watched the first episode. Again, I say it was the two sisters. They're living not in very good conditions. Brother and sister, sorry. The sister had a job. I don't understand what she's doing. And one day she come home and then she saw that her brother took her mother pills. That is like some pills for pain or something. And they say, dude, what the fuck? The pills. And I say, okay, if you help me to do this job in this virtual reality kind of game that he's testing, if you help me to do this character better, and then I will just give you some money. So she went in, she finished the quest or whatever mission that you had. It's kind of like a Destiny game, kind of this first world shooter games kind of thing. And then they won, then she got some money. And then later on she came back and this guy got this headset to put it on. And then she started having this adventure with thing. Then the things happen. Then let's not talk about it. We can talk it in the next episode, actually. But yeah, very interesting, very strange. Then she starts thinking that this new interface that she put in her head makes her feel everything. And then in one part of the episode, it's not the feeling, but she got into an accident, though basically she got the skin of her hand ripped off. And she saw that instead of having bones, it was like an exoskeleton, like Terminator kind of thing. Then she started to think, why? When she was back in the real world, she started to think, but why? If someone is creating this fake world, this simulation, then why they made us exoskeleton instead of like a flesh and bone, right? So then she started to have some things there. Then was someone tried to approach her to say that you're in danger. And then the rest is history. I will watch episode 2 soon. But yeah, then it makes you want to think. It makes you think. This TV series makes you think about this common thing that is happening all over. Even in the internet, there's a lot of YouTube videos. And very serious channels are talking that we could be living in a simulation. So these guys are mixing everything. They're mixing living in a simulation. They're mixing kind of the Matrix kind of thing, sci-fi. They're mixing Westworld kind of technology where you can have like an avatar and you don't even know if you are an avatar or not. So that you put your conscious somewhere else. So it's very interesting. So I will leave this here so you guys can watch it. And if you guys are listening, thank you very much. My Spotify wrap up says that I had more listeners in this 2022 than 2021. But actually, my last episode was in August. Anyway, I'm back. I don't know for how long, but I think I will be staying. I guess see you guys very soon.